This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, good vibes and variety. We have a thing this week where you get to pick out your ticket amongst many great shows, the biggest concerts in the Bay. We got to pick your ticket thing going on. So here's how it works. You win this contest. You choose between Katy Perry, Dua Lipa, Post Malone with Jelly Roll, Halsey, or The Weeknd. It's a tough choice. I think I got to go Dua Lipa. John will be so excited about it. Couldn't go see Dua Lipa. Dupa. See Dupa?
Dupa Lipa.
So we're doing code words for this at 905-1205, and Jane's got you at 505. You text the code word to our contest line, and then you'll be entered. Just like that. So simple. So easy. That's how we do it here at the Alice.
Mm-hmm.
Simple and easy. Keep it simple. All right. Let's begin with Tracy Morgan. Tracy had a night. Tracy Morgan is a guy that maybe you know him from SNL, from 30 Rock, from stand-up, from many terrible things that have happened to him. He's had some trouble.
Car accident.
Yep. Oh, my God. He terribly lost his best friend and mentor and, you know, writing partner in this limo. That was like a Costco truck or a Walmart.
Walmart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was crazy. He, what, you want to play a minigame? What year did that happen? I would have said a different year than this. What year did that deadly auto accident happen on the Jersey Turnpike?
08.
15, 2015.
I would have said like 08, 09. It's 2014.
Mm.
It's hard to believe. So, good one, Maddie. You're very close. I have lousy games, so you might have to come up with a game, so I don't know if you're going to wind up at that point. To help you out, but at that time, Tracy Morgan was knocked out. Like, he was in a coma for 2 weeks. I think they did he'd broken his leg and he was really racked up. And they medically induced a coma or, whatever, head injury. Because remember, it took him a long time to kind of get, I thought we had lost him. But he's back. Or maybe he's back.
Yeah.
So,
and then,
last night at this Knicks game, he barfed like on right there. He's sitting on the,
he was courtside.
They had to stop the game because that had to be cleaned up there. And then, they loaded him into it and his nose was bleeding. Like, he had a terrible night. No one's even really speculating about what the hell's going on with him. Like,
there's no word from anyone about what that was.
Nope.
I didn't even see I wasn't watching basketball last night, but I saw the picture of the floor in front of him and was going, oh, gosh, Tracy, I hope that's not because you drank too much.
Well, of course, that's the first thing I thought. The nosebleed is problematic as well.
Well, if you boot.
Sometimes it's so violent.
Well, there's definitely a pot. Like, if you're prone to nosebleeds and you boot, that might come with it.
Absolutely. They put him into a chair. He may very well have been able to stand up and walk out on his own, but they wheel him out of there, and there's, you know, very official-looking people getting him off the floor.
Blood all over that.
I know. Yeah. Well, there's everything all over the place. There were a lot of fluids. This is during the third. He puked on the court, had a bloody nose. The game was halted for about 10 minutes while he was attended to and while some cleanup happened. So when you're right there on the side of the court, they're not going to leave that there. Come on. There are somebody who, the guy, I think, who tweeted this video. There are a few different angles, but I think it's this guy was saying that he could barely stand up. So this particular video we're looking at, he's already in the chair by the time this video has started rolling. And as of last night, no word on his condition. A Madison Square Garden rep said, we hope Tracy feels better soon. Look forward to seeing him back courtside. But I'm not even seeing any speculation on this. They're detailing some of the problems he had. He underwent a kidney transplant in 2010. 4 years later was the deadly auto accident. He was in a wheelchair for 5 months after that. Later had to relearn how to speak and walk. But they're not speculating. I don't know. I don't really remember ever hearing. He's funny and he makes jokes about getting all the ladies pregnant when he kisses them. I don't know if he has a history of rehabs and et cetera. He's certainly a guy who's worked.
There's no talk of what caused that. I'm looking online right now for anything I can find and there's nothing.
I was actually super, super, like, not even people like, you know, jerks like us speculating about it. Like, oh, God, I didn't need to see that. Boy, that is a lot of.
He says sorry, but it's sitting there.
Please get that off of the screen. It's a mid yak capture. Yikes. No,
we'll find out at some point.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he just has the flu, or maybe he just...
Don't go to a game with the flu, Tracy.
Right. I mean, if you're feeling sick, you're feeling sick. Sometimes, though, somebody got you tickets, and you're excited, and you want to see it, and you're like, my stomach's a little upset, but I'm sure I'll feel better after a couple of drinks. I know. So anyway, I have no real information beyond the story itself, but I actually really did think that part of the biggest part of the story was just the fact that there was no, well, this guy.
Tracy Morgan has been sober for 20 years, according to this that I'm reading.
Well, that would explain why we don't hear a lot about his drinking and drugging problems, but that's interesting.
I didn't know that, but I also, I mean, it just seems he's sick. That doesn't seem like someone who's...
I agree. Although, I mean, just try to make it to the bathroom. Run for it.
I mean, do you get that? Well, okay, I guess, you know, addicts, yes, they do. But do you get that ripped at courtside? Like, you are part of the game when you're sitting courtside. You truly are.
Well, I would think that if it's known that he's been sober for 20 years, if he'd been seen drinking courtside, that would definitely have made it into one of these stories. Like, there's no speculation. It just has to be. It's like food poisoning or a flu or something. Mm-hmm. Oh, what a bummer for him. I'm so sorry. That's pretty embarrassing. Like, he's a big star. Like, everybody was aware that Tracy Morgan was sitting down there, and there he is like...
And I don't know what COVID, there's so many things that come out of COVID, but we really are a country that does not want to deal with COVID anymore at all. Like, no one wants to go test. No one wants to. No, it's not. It's a cold.
It's just allergies.
Are you sure? You seem to be having breathing problems. No, I'm fine.
Fine. Don't worry about it. Can't be that. Please. I've had it like 3 times. It didn't feel like this. So.
definitely not that.
So that may be what we end up finding out is not only did he get sick at the, but it turns out he infected a bunch of people with COVID too. Way to go, Tracy.
That would not be awesome.
No.
You're bummed if you're sitting anywhere near the guy that's, I mean, honestly.
So many people have such aversion to that.
Oh, God.
Whether it's the smell or seeing it or both.
Both. I can't believe there weren't sympathetic retching incidents all throughout.
We don't know. There might have been. Like, that's what I'm saying. God.
Now, I was not watching this game, obviously. Was this game nationally televised?
I didn't watch it either.
I don't know.
Did anybody see this happen live? And what parts of it did they or didn't they show? I'm sure they cut away, right? For 10 minutes, they play commercials.
They're pretty good about cutting away.
Yeah. Because even the broadcasters are like,
the streaker on the court,
that's
whatever
just
it is.
I wish they wouldn't cut away from that. That's always fun.
We cut away.
Man, junk jiggling all around. Come on. Or lady junk, I guess, because there's so many female streakers.
Hey, you don't even like man junk. What are you talking about?
It's funny. It's funny to see a guy running naked. Come on. It's hilarious. What happens to it? Let's have a look. What does that look like? You know.
Bouncing.
Sure. Anyway, Tracy Morgan. And by the way, it was St. Patrick's Day too, so I'm sure everyone was reveling and having a great old time. And that happened. Ugh. The Oscars just happened, and Conan O'Brien was a pretty good host. I thought he did a solid job, and so did the Oscars. He has been booked to return as host.
Oh, good
in
for him.
2026. This is actually a great gig for him. And to have a year to worry about it and think of all the things you would have done differently, no problem.
Conan's a guy who, he's not going to miss a meal. He's rich beyond, most people's.
Quite a buyout.
But he also got quite the shaft by that deal he took on where he
was. It was embarrassing.
Yeah. So I like him and I'm sad that, it went down the way it did for him. That's a very public thrashing.
Well, he makes a fortune from his podcast, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. It's huge.
Is that so?
A fortune.
Yeah. SiriusXM bought it for, I think 40 million plus.
Wow.
Yeah, something around there. It was a big number.
SiriusXM owns his podcast.
Yeah, so they have the podcast and then they make a channel with Conan and they do the whole thing. Yeah.
Oh. They just run an old podcast on there?
And some new shows, I guess, too, yeah. Mm. Some live stuff.
It's interesting.
But, yeah, that's his focus right now. That's where he does all his, makes all his money.
Well, he definitely has some huge fans. I never could get into his show. But I do, I have good feelings about him, and I love some of the ad-lib stuff that he does. He's a really funny guy, and I thought he did a great job at the Oscars. He was really, really good, and is calm. He's not one of those. There are people you watch them and you can feel their nerves and you can feel that, he's not that guy.
Yeah. I've seen plenty where you're like, you're bumming me out, dude.
Yeah. You would be fine if you'd just take a breath.
And who was the guy? Joe Coy?
Joe Coy.
That was another guy where he's from the stage telling everyone to shut up.
Yeah. I didn't even write that, Joe. You're laughing at the ones I wrote. Like, dude, you're hosting a show. Just host.
So they paid $150 million for Conan O'Brien's podcast company, Team Coco.
For his company?
Yeah.
So he has a whole bunch of people on there.
Yeah, I mean, when you have a hit like that, a big hit podcast, you do offshoots because you're going to share the audience. And, if you've got a bunch of people listening to one, they'll come over maybe and listen to the other one. Mm. So, yeah.
Goodness gracious.
$150 million.
It's really interesting. He's a big star, so...
But that's, you got to deal with SiriusXM.
Oh, you poor thing.
I don't, listen, I would work for them. I would never get that in my car. Their billing practices are
You can't get out from
tyrannical.
Under them. Right.
Yeah. It's.
You better like something on there because you're never not having that.
I just got a new car and they have, it comes free trial. I won't even go near that. I'm not even going to try it. No thanks. Somehow,
like you're
getting, next thing you know, you got it all over you. I can't undo it. And now it's in this hand. Yeah.
And now it's in that hand.
Jesus.
They say it was critically acclaimed, Conan O'Brien's hosting job, and so he's getting it back there. And they actually say it was the highest ratings for an Oscar telecast in 5 years. Okay. Didn't realize that.
Well, what was that? The Oscars, right?
Yeah.
I mean, movies are back. It's part of it.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I felt like, although they widened the Best Picture category, and there were some big movies in there, I'd only seen a couple of them. And some of the ones that were big, like The Brutalist and stuff, it's in the name. I don't want to watch something called The Brutalist. I want to be entertained and be happy and have a nice light night. And if I know I'm going to be like heart sick over something, I just don't want to. I'm sure it's great. And I'm sure the performances are amazing. And I don't want to watch someone suffer and seem like they're really suffering. Anyway, that's me. I'm very shallow. I don't want any of that.
Very sensitive.
Oh, yes. I'm so sensitive. This is a story that we've been following for a while. And I think we even talked about this just the other day. Like, it was a confusing story at first. And I didn't know who Justin Baldoni was at all. And I hadn't even heard of this movie that he made with Blake Lively. It was based on a book called It Ends With Us. And now I feel like I know too much about it. Like, enough that I've made my own decisions about it based on no evidence that has been... Everyone's yelling from the other side of the room and calling it a PR smear campaign. I don't know what's really happening with it, but a day or two ago, I read a story about... we talk about this yesterday? There's some talk of them settling.
No, we didn't talk about it yesterday.
So it must have been late last week. So there's been some talk about that. Like, okay, we're going to get to a point where they're gonna settle. It'll never get to court. There's all these decisions being made as they're heading toward these lawsuits.
Who pays whom?
Well, I don't know. And it looks like they're not going to settle. Like, she's like, we're just going to settle it. It'll be fine. And he's like, I'm not settling this.
He shouldn't.
Because that is me admitting that I've done something. And so his lawyer was talking about this. The guy's name is Brian Friedman. And I don't know if he sat down and did an interview, or I'm looking at this on E! News. So I guess that's possible. They're doing their own PR. So the lawyer, Brian Friedman, is talking about his client, Justin Baldoni. And he was asked do you think it will settle? And he said, I feel like it's unlikely to be resolved before it goes to trial 1 year from May. Like, this isn't even going to happen like this summer. It won't be our light summer watching. It's like a year from this May 2026. Friedman said, Justin's been destroyed by this. Oh, this is on a podcast. Some podcast called The Town. This is a really serious thing. And in this day and age, the only way you can truly get back is to prove your innocence. And that's what we're actively working towards. So that may only be done in a courtroom. That may only be able to be done in a courtroom.
Well, the weird part, I didn't know. I'd never heard of this guy. I haven't seen the movie, and I've never seen anything Blake Lively's done either. So I don't have any kind of prejudice here, but... Wasn't he like New Age man? Didn't he have a podcast about how he's New Age guy?
It was something about women, right? Like a specific.
Like, it's like that's his whole freaking thing. And then she goes right after that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that was his cover. I don't know. Again, I don't know. And certainly people in Hollywood can be scuzz buckets.
There's no question. But also, it's not only guys that can be scuzz buckets. Mm-hmm. And somebody who feels like I can capitalize on the pain other women have gone through and everyone will hate this guy and then I'll get the rights to this movie. I don't know. Is that where the prevailing winds are blowing? Because that is how I feel about this. I think the fact that he's so adamant about it and is trying to get things exposed and is releasing videotape and is saying this didn't happen. He's screaming it. I think if he settles, it's a huge mistake. So the host of this podcast says the intense public interest in the matter and damage to both sides would incentivize a settlement for both parties. And Brian Friedman, who is Justin Baldoni's lawyer, says, you keep referring to it as a circus, and I get it. But the reality is this is not a circus when you go through an experience like this. It's like, he doesn't want to settle. He wants to prove that he's innocent of this.
By the way, his podcast is called The Man Enough or Man Enough, and it's his advocacy for redefining masculinity.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
There
yeah.
it is.
It's his whole thing, and now he's caught in an abuse scandal.
Is he still putting out weekly podcasts, or is he? I wonder if he's been told you should just be quiet and defend yourself here. You know, channels that are not going to potentially come back and bite you. You say one wrong thing on your podcast, and then the next thing you know, well, they've got that in court.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. Anyway, I actually feel bad for him. The movie's really good too. I wound up watching it with my sister a month and a half, two months ago. And thought, wow, they should have not been in a fight and just continued to make good movies together.
I feel really bad for Ryan Reynolds. Super handsome men should not have to go through so much turmoil. I mean,
I agree.
It's wrong.
I'll tell you, I feel like about Ryan Reynolds like I feel about Elon Musk. Like, ugh.
What?
Yeah.
Oh!
I'm done with Ryan Reynolds. Oh, I'm so mad
no.
at him. Yes.
No.
He was my boy forever. I loved
him. And so
was
Elon, and you've turned on both of them.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I get Elon, but Ryan, come on. He's still awesome.
Just now, it's funny to see him through this new lens and to think what might have happened, what these two might be planning. It really makes me go, yuck. Like, even his adorable snark, I'm like, I don't think so. It's not. I don't like it as much.
Gosh,
that's really surprising.
I'm so sorry for his loss, but he has in fact lost me. I hope it was worth it, Ryan.
Mm-hmm. He's bummed. I can tell you already.
I'm sure he is. Listen, if I'm feeling that, the two of them, I think, are probably really feeling this. I'm sure they would love to settle at this point. I'm sure they would love to.
Sure. Well. I think you also want to go back to work and do the thing that you do. And, you know, now you're.
And not be asked about this on every podcast.
You're unhirable, really.
They did it to themselves.
Yeah, you're unhirable.
Right now, you've become, for sure.
You've got taint all over you.
Gross. Ew.
Ooh, dab that.
Don't. Please don't. That's called tabbing. Don't do it. All right, Vince. What's coming up in the news?
One of the new ways to watch ads. You're going to love it, Sarah.
I can't wait.
After all, it's incredible.
It's a totally natural conversation between friends.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Okay, that's my bad. I'm turning that off right now. Sorry about that. That was me. I didn't put it in manual. I didn't yell manual. I was just busy singing the Taylor Swift song. That's my bad. It's on me.
It happens. With
good
AJ.
Vibes and variety. Right. You're hearing the Taylor Swift. You're loving it. You get a little carried away. Check out the Alice973 Instagram. You'll see pictures from the show and get links to our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Pick Your Tickets to One of the Biggest Concerts in the Bay.
Okay,
all this week, Alice has your chance to win a pair of tickets to any of the following concerts of your choosing. Katy Perry, Dua Lipa, Post Malone with Jelly Roll, Halsey, or The Weeknd. Just
it's
listen
good selection.
For the... Yeah, it is. Just listen for the code words at 905, 1205, and 505. Text that code word to our contest line, 20357, and enter for your chance to win. Good luck.
Thanks.
Sun right now, blue skies in downtown San Francisco. There may
there.
Be a few clouds later as we head towards the evening, and there's even rain possible tomorrow evening in a few locations. Some of you, though, are done with the rain for a while. So it's just going to be a little teeny bit of rain. None of that atmospheric river, no bomb cyclones.
Just a little bit of rain.
Maybe a little bit of rain tomorrow evening, but otherwise, we're clear for a minute.
It can hardly hurt.
So go outside and breathe.
And it's going to warm up a little bit, too.
Bring it on.
Yeah, I know. It'll be so nice. Ooh.
I wanted to mention this real quick before we get started. I haven't had a car with any kind of technology in a long time.
Technology.
And I now have one with a big screen and all the stuff.
Yes. And self-driving stuff.
There's some features. Car, it's the Mach-E I got it at Frontier Ford. It's the Mach-E. I love this car. It's an electric. But that's not my point. My point is this is the first time I've ever kept my maps on the screen when I'm driving. So I use this thing called Waze. Maybe you do too.
Yeah, sure.
If you drive in the city, that thing will tell you all of these speed cameras are being installed. Every morning as I'm driving into work, I'm seeing the workers putting up new speed cameras. This thing tells you where they are. I would highly recommend if you're a city driver and you have a car with the technology, put your maps up. Because they'll tip you off to some of this stuff that's being put in as we speak. And you will be driving down the road and realize...
You're on camera.
It comes up and says, speed camera ahead.
Nice.
I'm not speeding, but I'm just feeling like I would want to know that. They're brand new. I don't know where they are. Sometimes you know, there's a camera on this red light.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Well, and sometimes it's really obvious. You can see the damn thing and it goes when you see someone else run the light and you go,
exactly right. So consider if you're driving around in the city to pull your maps up and hopefully your version, whatever maps you use, tips you off to all this stuff they're installing as we speak.
It is a really cool feature that you can say, there's some road work here. There's a slowdown here. There's a fender bender. There's a stall on the side of the road. And get that information to other people in real time.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really neat.
I like it too. I don't have Roku, but I'm very familiar with Roku. And they're testing an autoplay ad that you have to watch before even browsing for television shows. So this is all that, you know, everybody's struggling to figure out how to
make money,
make a living.
Yep.
And I don't have Roku, but if you do, you may have already seen this. The response was no like.
Well, surprise. That's not.
They do that on Prime now. Even if you're paying for it, you have to watch commercials for certain shows, and they put them at the front of everything.
Well, they'll make you sit through their promos, but once in a while, it's a real commercial. Yeah. Like, so I'm like, okay, I'll sit through a promo for something that you're also, you want me to watch or whatever. Sometimes I see something I want, but yeah, it makes me mad. It's like paying for a movie and watching a Volkswagen commercial. I'm like, this doesn't seem right.
Roku's testing new autoplay ads that run before you can access their home screen. You can't browse content until they're done, and you cannot skip them. It sounds like they've only been testing the idea with some of their users. So some of you may have seen this. Others hasn't gotten to you yet.
Do you pay a fee for a Roku service?
It doesn't say, and I don't know. I want to say I had one, but I don't know if I even hooked it up.
I think I've seen a device, but I think sometimes a smart TV come like Roku is the interface that organizes apps and does all that stuff for you. And if that's the case, that would suck because that's sort of how you access stuff on your TV. Yeah, I don't know though.
They say that the response was not one of joyful acceptance.
Well, nobody wants that. So surprise.
If this keeps up, my Roku will be in the trash, was one comment. A spokesperson said, we're testing new ideas. Our recent test is just the latest example as we explore new ways to showcase brands and programming.
Is that what they're calling it?
Well,
this is how we showcase brands.
They didn't say whether they're abandoning the idea or the testing continues, but I do think that all companies are trying to stay in business. This one as well, you know?
Yep.
I feel like radio kind of has always stayed that course, which is you're going to get some ads and you'll know when they're going to play and it's not sneaky, and we want you to stay through them because
we do. You know, that's how we pay the bills around
right
here.
That is exactly like the better, the more you use the brands we're advertising, the better we, better off we all are.
Yep.
Here at Odyssey.
Odyssey.
So, on one hand, I'm like, Roku stepped in it. On the other, I'm like, well, they're trying to stay alive.
Right. Everyone just wants to stay alive. Survival instinct, guys.
Business, we love it. More than 100,000 commuters are affected by the disruptive Bay Area transit strike down south. The VTA continues. It's tough. We're not sure when we're going to see an end to this, but I just thought I'd mention it. 100,000 workers, daily commuters, are affected by this strike. So hopefully it gets...
Well, and hopefully everyone's satisfied. Like that's, you know, people need to make a living and businesses need to be able to survive.
5 years ago, the COVID stay at home stuff was just starting. Google looked at some of the top searches from that first crazy month. Face masks were off the charts in terms of searching.
Yeah.
Where do I get one that works?
Everyone. I was cranking those things out.
Oh, you were?
I couldn't even keep them. Like, everybody I knew needed them. I mean, we all needed them.
Right. Everyone was learning to make sourdough. Did you make sourdough bread?
I didn't, but my son did. And one time he had put some of it in the, I don't know what it's called, the proof or something. Like, he had these little harvesty things, little jars in the oven. That was like a controlled space. And I turned the oven on to make something and... Then I opened it up and they had exploded in there.
Oh, no.
And he was like, you killed my children. And I was like, I didn't know your kids were in there.
Move out.
Right. Well, at that point, he really couldn't. They're long gone now, though. Phew. Yeah.
Everyone was learning to make sourdough. Searches for sourdough bread hit an all-time high.
It?
No. But I mean, we had our kids, 5 years ago. They were very little.
No, they were 6 and 1.
Yeah. Virtual museum tours were huge. Parents were already struggling with their kids being home all day.
Oh, boy.
I remember this because Coco brought it to our attention. Everyone was binge watching Tiger King.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
After watching like the first episode, I'm like, this is awful.
Mm.
They should drop a bomb on that. Where is that on the map? Find it.
And drop a bomb on it.
Oh!
And yet we all wound up watching it because we had already consumed all the TV. Like, we ate the whole TV. I watched like weird shows from Germany and it was crazy. All these mysteries and with subtitles. It's just so funny.
COVID lockdowns were 5 years ago. We were binge watching Tiger King. Virtual workouts got big. These are all the searches. Google, the top Google searches. DIY searches were trending.
Well, I'm here all the time. I better fix this place up.
Loungewear became a top trending search.
Yes, the soft clothes.
Some of us have
never
not come back from
Yep. I have a much larger selection of sort of loose yoga clothing.
A ton of people bought standing desks as they were working from home.
Heck, that became a big thing. It's true.
It's not making the Google search list. A bunch of people moved and bought new homes. As if this was never going to end. No,
well,
if I can
work from home, I'm going to have a home someplace I want to be. Someplace that costs a lot less than here.
I know some people that moved to Idaho and then got told, you get your ass back to work. And now they're moving back here. Oh. What are you going to do?
Well, you need your job, you're going to go back. If you don't need your job, then you're not going to go back.
And so also COVID tests at home got big. Anyway, there you go. Forever 21.
Yes.
Is no more.
Oh. That's
the company behind Not Forever 21 has filed for bankruptcy for a second time in 6 years. They are closing all stores in the United States.
Wow.
So I never really shopped there, but I imagine there are some young ladies that grew up going to the mall and hanging around Forever 21.
I have $9. Let's go get a new outfit at Forever 21. It's like that fast fashion stuff. H&M. Although H&M is still huge.
Yeah. I don't think Claire's is the same thing, but that's another example of... My kids will go, can you take me to Claire's? Mm. Why?
Because I want to have some bling on me.
I have $3. That's why. What are you going to buy with $3?
Two sets of earrings and some face spangles. If face
you're
spangles are
wrong.
A thing, I don't know.
Yeah, you're not wrong. They can make a couple bucks go far at Claire's.
Yeah.
Anyway, Forever 21. In 2019, they had about 800 locations worldwide with 43,000 employees.
Oh, my God.
They closed 30% of those stores on their first bankruptcy, and now they're going to be getting rid of the rest of them.
That's sad. Every mall in America is like, crap, one more vacancy.
The mall, what will we do?
I don't know. They got to find a way to make malls cooler.
Or it just needs to become apartment complexes. You know, everyone keeps going, we need more housing. Well, they need to be apartments, and they need to build up, not spread.
I'd love to live in a mall.
I know. I was just thinking that.
Get Orange Julius whenever you want.
Oh, you're saying so some of the stores that are working would stay open, and then so there'd be a Chess King and get Orange Julius.
But for Gen Xers and who are retiring.
It would be kind of cool loft space. Like, think about the height of the ceilings in some of those, units. And I guess probably some of them have like employee bathrooms and stuff, so they already have plumbing. You could make it work. That'd be kind of cool.
But you're talking about a still thriving mall and
you
living
just live
in
one of the stores. Yeah. Like a Hot Topic left and you took that space over.
Yeah. Santana Row has a ton of apartments, including some apartments right above the stores. And you can see that if you're a young person, you'd probably dig it.
Yeah.
I think if you're older, I don't want to call you older, but I think you'd be like yelling out your window down to the street, enough!
It's 7 o'clock. I'm trying to go to sleep.
Because those are Santana Row is, it's a hustling and bustling place most nights. There's restaurants there. There's shops there. people go and walk there. And if you live above that, you are living all of that noise.
Well, in my dream mall where I live, they close at 5.
Gotcha.
Oh, the whole mall shuts down at 5, and then you can just go for your nightly walk through the mall.
Do my wall mock. Yeah.
Your mall walk. Walk wall mock. Your wall mock. I wonder, because it is true, like part of why I don't want to go to the mall is that the parking sucks, and yeah, just why would I? Like, I can do it online. But if I lived at the mall, and I don't mean like at the mall, like you're talking about, Maddie, but like the Santana Row model where there's some apartments, you're right there, you don't need your car to go over there. If there were cool hangout spaces, maybe they lit some fires at night and people were gathered around them. It might, if you were young and cool, that might be a really good way to support brick and mortar stuff, and people could buy locally, have a little grocery store there.
I don't go to these I go to Santana Row often, and I will be around, and I see the kids riding their bikes, you know, doing wheelies through all the walking people.
Oh.
And I think, well, that's not a surprise. Where did you go when you were 13? I went to the mall. Yeah. I went to the mall all the time.
Yeah,
and
it wasn't
because I wanted to shop. It was because I was, you know, trying to meet some ladies.
Well, that's where the kids were hanging out.
Right.
Yeah.
So to me, that's kind of more of that.
I did drive over half an hour to get to the closest mall, though, from my house. So.
Yeah, me too. But
it was not a place where I could just go and hang out when I was 11 because somebody had to drive
me
there. No, there were buses, please. I lived out in the countryside. I lived by cornfields.
All right, take it easy.
Well, I'm very jealous of the way you grew up in your neighborhood where there was just like construction materials all around. Like, we had to steal from our dads.
Dad, you got any plywood? You didn't go to the mall?
I did, but it was far. It was like 35, 40 minutes. But yeah,
did they have a helipad on top though? Was your dad ever able to drive you?
He never
over
flew
there?
Me in, but you know, I had to get my chess king. You know.
Yes. Yep. Chess king and your orange Julius.
I never wore a chess king, but that's a clothing store, right?
Yeah.
I never wore that. But that's where the girls were.
It is where the girls were, but
there'd be like a central fountain somewhere, and that's where all the kids would hang. There'd be like a few kind of food courty things around it, and you'd go there, and everyone would be hanging out and
get a pack of cloves, hang around, smoke.
Because you could smoke inside back in the day.
See what's doing.
Yeah.
Funny.
Malls.
Ride your skateboard around.
Yeah. I mean, there's even a movie called Mallrat, and we all related.
Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Vinny, living in Richmond, and my mall closed in 2021 after 46 years. Hilltop Mall.
Yeah, oh, jeez. The whole mall closed?
Yeah.
And now what is it? Are they going to break it up into leave the structure and make it apartments, or is it just going to get ripped down?
I'll move in.
Yeah.
408 says, we don't need more housing. We need more affordable housing. Yeah, that's what I said. Apartments. That's an affordable housing. That's not... That's affordable housing. This idea that they could build more homes and call them affordable housing, that's not going to get people off the streets.
Nope.
No way. Plans are out for the Hillsdale Mall in San Mateo to potentially become a bunch more housing and a bunch fewer stores. Marty, Belmont, 97.3. Hillsdale Mall was my mall for a while. That's the one when I lived over in San Mateo.
Well, it would make sense. Like, if you have some retail and a ton of homes, people would be like, yeah, well, why don't we just walk downstairs and get something to eat at the whatever dining experience is there? And or pick up some stuff from the grocery store. And, oh, look at that beautiful shirt. Let's get that.
Stonestown Galleria, NSF, is going to build condos all around the mall. Yeah, that's what's got to start happening.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that becomes the life support system for the mall. It's great.
Stay away from downtown San Jose with NVIDIA conference and VTA. It's a nightmare. Sorry to hear that.
Oh, boy.
One last one. Oh, no, I have time for a few more. Roku is the interface, like a Fire Stick. You pay for it when you buy it. Like the Apple TV box. That would be awful. Just charge me more for the box. Jamie, Oakland, Odyssey.
Well, the Apple TV box, you're saying if you don't subscribe to Apple TV Plus, once you buy the box for Apple, it's just your interface and you don't have to pay any more? Maybe that's Roku's problem, is that once people have bought them, they're done with that. And now they can't get money from you monthly because they don't have, maybe they do have a subscription service.
What I read is they don't charge a monthly fee.
Oh.
It is just the interface.
Mm-hmm.
408 says, phew, I heard that second song come on after Taylor Swift and thought, what? Are they on vacation again?
No, they're not.
That's how much your show matters to people.
Oh.
Well, we appreciate that, but
thank you. I feel bad because I'm like, what do I do? Do I let the song play? I can't do that. I don't even want to. I just wanted to play the Taylor Swift and come back.
It all worked out.
It did.
Nobody died.
I take full responsibility for your fear. I apologize. I was stupid and I didn't hit that one button I got to hit.
415 says, damn, Sarah, Elon, now Ryan, what's next? You're going to tell us you don't like Bill Cosby anymore either? Damn,
no,
Sarah.
I always love Bill. The cause.
If Johnny Depp and Amber Heard would have settled, we'd still be believing Amber. I don't know where that ended up for you guys, but
they both got dirty in that one.
Yeah, they were both awful.
But
didn't seem great.
I don't know that she's been seen since. Like, has she done anything since then?
I can't think of one thing. And I guess she was in the Aquaman movie, but that was sort of like, in the middle of all that.
Yeah, that was while it was happening.
It's the last thing I can think of her doing. She's still beautiful, I'm sure. She had a kid. I think she has a kid that we don't know who the father is.
Yeah, but if you're trying to have an acting career and, you know, you can't get hired anymore, that is an unfortunate result from your relationship with Johnny Depp.
Who's Amber Heard's baby's father? Unknown.
Still?
So it says Una is the baby. Via a surrogate, and we don't know who the dad is. I don't know.
Oh.
That's the last thing I heard about her, though.
She was living in Spain for a long time.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know if she's still there, but that's where she
It was a surrogate? So you're saying she didn't get knocked up. She purposefully went and...
Yes.
Oh.
So it's possible she just, you know, went to a sperm bank and said, oh, I'll take this guy's sperm. He seems nice.
That's a weird thing.
That's
it would be
a,
weird
a crap
to
shoot.
Ask a friend, but it would also be weird to go to the place where you're just, you know, you blonde, blue eyes. Okay, I'll take that.
Mm. Well, it just feels like anybody who came in to get their $35 for their bank deposit, sperm bank deposit, is, I don't know.
Broke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. It's like. Mm.
And what are they going to say on their application? They're going to write anything. Oh, I went to Harvard.
Well, I mean, there are people right. there who can verify what you're writing down just by looking straight at you.
Well, they're trying to sell you some guy's stuff. So they're like, no, really. He did go. I walked right in. I watched him come out of the Harvard building. He came over here, made his deposit, and here you can have it.
You're not 6'3".
Mm. Right. Can't all be.
No, you can't all be. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The latest on Gene Hackman and his wife's deaths.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.